Masculinity is an idea in flux, one that means different things to different people. And that's especially true when a culture itself is in the midst of change. A senior at Grinnell College has spent some time studying how concepts of masculinity and gender roles have shifted in Czech culture against the backdrop of movements like nationalism and socialism. Kerry Speck joins me now to talk about his work, which he'll be discussing during a presentation tomorrow afternoon at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids. So, Kerry, how did you become interested in this issue?
I was doing some research on Soviet society in the 1950s, and I was struck by the conspicuous silence surrounding issues of gender roles and masculinity and sexuality and things like that. And so in the summer of my junior year, I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the Czech Republic to do some research. And I was able to conduct some interviews with various Czech gender studies scholars and Czech men and just talk to them about their experiences under socialism and then during the post-socialist transition.
If you asked a Czech man today, what does it mean to be a man? What do you think he would say?
I think a lot of younger men are interested in a more European identity. So they look to international role models like sports stars, singers, businessmen. That's the new ideal. Whereas earlier, you would have a lot of men more interested in making money and then going home and developing their own masculinity in the private sphere rather than a more public version of masculinity, which you see today. Lots of the people who I talked to spoke about wanting to be garbage men when they grew up, which was a really, really interesting thing to say. But that's because so many men were lauded for their role as laborers and workers and builders of socialism.
Did you look at all at people who didn't identify necessarily, you know, along traditional gender lines?
Yeah, that was actually a major component of my research. I was looking at conceptions of male sexuality in the Czech Republic. And what I found really is that notions of male sexuality are really in flux, whereas heteronormativity used to be really exclusively associated with masculinity. So if you were gay, you weren't really considered masculine, you were feminine. There's a lot more room now for men in the Czech Republic. So whether men identify as bisexual, gay, trans, there's a lot more acceptance of that. And there's not a direct association between heterosexuality and masculinity anymore. The line is really becoming blurred.
How do you think things are different because of socialism and some of these other factors that you studied?
I think a lot of men in the older generation were forced into roles that they didn't want to live. And so because of that, they kind of resented this external oppression and withdrew into the private sphere. I think their children, however, have had this kind of blossoming of opportunity. And so they can pursue masculinities that they feel are better suit them. So you have a lot of young men who want to travel around Western Europe, want to travel to America, see like all different sorts of things, become their own people, whereas the older generation is a little bit suspicious of this new imported masculinity. They're a little more reserved emotionally. They're a little bit suspicious of, I think, capitalism in general. And there's a lot of yearning, I think, among older men especially for the return of this kind of patriarchal enforcement of socialism.
Do you think there are any fundamental truths about what it means to be masculine, or is it all just constructed by society?
I think it's largely a social construction, and I think that's one of the major things that I took away from this project was that Czech men are making masculinity work for them. It's not something that they're really hampered by. They're reinventing their own masculinities and aspiring to many different forms of masculine expression.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.